Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right, another episode of Dad Talk. We're back. Derek Wenzel on the other line.
Proud father of Tenley Wenzel, TK student.
Are they still calling her Wenzel, or do you correct her?
I don't actually know. It's just, you know, people just call her Tenley. So I like, you don't do last names in elementary school. So I don't know. But we've got soccer starting this Saturday. So we'll see what we get out of that.
Yeah, big week for both of us, I guess, with the getting into the school routine. Summer's over.
So how's it going over there? Wes
is getting going. So we had his orientation last week. You're not going to believe this. I went solo.
No way.
I know.
Is Tori in the hospital? Is she okay? and none of the grandparents could cover. Like, you were the... I just want to make sure the rest of the family's okay.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a pain in the ass. It was in the middle of the week, kind of just a pain in the ass thing to go to. We got Piper. Yeah. Somebody's got to watch
out. It's probably like middle of the day too, right? It's not like a night. Yeah.
Yeah, it was stupid. So it was like, you know what? I got this.
Coming, but you're doing that, but you're at the same time like, but this is a big deal. So make sure we remember that I did this thing.
Yes, 100%. It's only our child's future.
I'll do this one, but I can't just be doing this shit all the time. You know? I guess someone's got to step up, huh? Someone's got to do it.
Saying this in front of the kids, too, is a great move.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. Mom doesn't want to do it. Dad's here to do it. I got you, Wes. I care.
So a couple things with orientation. So I'm looking around at like a bunch of the other parents. I'm kind of like trying to like size them up, looking at the other dads. And as I'm sitting there, I'm just like, I have no interest in talking to any of these people.
Isn't that funny? That's like the first thing you do. Like,
yeah.
And when you're younger, I don't know what, like, you size people up for different reasons, or you just try to figure out who seems nice or who would play sport or who would be cool. Yeah. Right. Or when you're in high school, you're like, who's hot? Right. Like, that's all you look at. When you're a parent, you're like, I just hope I don't have to talk to any of these fucking people. Like, that's the last thing I want to do is talk to anybody in this room.
Yeah. You're just like, you're like looking at everybody and you're like, those look like freaks. I'm not talking like, no one's normal. Like, no one like appeared normal to me. I know I probably can't say that in 2024, but it was just like.
But I also found myself looking around the room and like, it was it was equally, who do I not want to talk to? Spoiler, everybody. It was, who could I take in a fight? I don't know why. Never been my thing. But for some reason, I felt like with my kid there, like if a brawl broke out, like I could take 85%+ of the parents in here.
Good feeling.
But there's a couple I was like, no, that guy would fuck me up. That guy looks in shape. No way. But you also, then I'm like, you're kind of gauging age a little bit. Like, am I the youngest dad? Am I the cool dad?
Yeah.
And I looked around and go, there's three or four guys way cooler than I am. Those guys are definitely more successful than I am. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing, like, there's no, like, that guy presents well. Like, he's got a good job and he seems nice to his kid. Fuck. Like, I'm definitely middle of the pack dad, tops, right? If you like ranked me in all the attributes, I'm not coming out super far ahead of anybody at that school.
But it brings you back to high school. Like, oh, that's like the cool guy. Like,
he's got sick shoes,
bro. He's got like really great shoes. He's walking around like talking to everybody like he's the mayor. It's like, all right, calm down, guy. You know, who are you trying to impress here? Sit down.
What are you, angling for PTA president?
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
Sit down. You don't know any of these people. So last year, obviously, we had some memorable moments from just like insane questions from the crowd.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. The parents who have never been outside before, apparently, and or been to a public school or any kind of childcare facility.
So this is a good one. Somebody asked, how much food should we send for the breakfast part of the day?
To your kid. Send them food to eat for breakfast.
Yeah, and the response was, I don't know, like probably like enough so your kid doesn't starve. It's like a little like fastball on that one from the teacher.
Trying to be nice, but yeah, there's some steam on that, which is fair to be like, what, let's apply a little common sense here. It's during breakfast time, so whatever the fuck your kid eats for breakfast, that would be good.
This one was good. The woman running it just kind of brought this up out of nowhere. She was like, you know, for pickup, if you guys get divorced, you can't just say, oh, he's not picking he's not picking up the kid anymore. We need a court order.
What?
Like,
Was it supposed to be a joke?
no, dead serious. Dead
Yeah,
serious.
no, this is clearly a question she gets a lot. What if
No.
she started like that? It was really an orientation for parents. Like, hey, drop off, pick up, and 30% of the couples in this room will be filing for divorce by the end of this year, because that's what kids going to public school do to you. So just get ready for that. As far as how that impacts us, you guys got to sort out pickup.
Wesley had his first day of school today, actually.
Oh, all right. How do you do?
He seems to have done okay. He's in good spirits. Obviously, I haven't talked to him yet about it.
When you're allowed to Skype him this weekend, you
Yeah,
can
I
figure
went to
it
go pick him up today after school, but they wouldn't let me.
out. How
Terrible.
do you do it? Like a drop? Was he like? Here's the thing, my, and I've said this on the pod, and I think it's obvious if I didn't say it explicitly. Kids are super shy and clingy, and you know, anticipating a hard time with talking to any stranger, even someone I know well, even if someone they met a few times, right? Like odds are pretty good. How's Wes in general? And then did that match expectations leading up to drop up?
So in general, he's shy at first, but once he gets going, he's all good. He assimilates pretty quickly, luckily. So it's a at first it's a little hesitation, but then he gets going. He's all good. He's laughing. He's smiling. Today, Tori did the drop off, and last year the drop off was just a nightmare. Like we didn't really know what to expect. It's our first time ever doing this, and he's crying. You've got all the kids there getting dropped off for the first time. They're all crying at once and complete chaos. Like they're like trying to like line up the classes outside. Like there's it's just you got nowhere to go. Every kid is freaking out, hysterically crying, and it's just seeing the other kids cry and it's a complete mess. This year, we knew that was coming going in. Wesley was a little clingy to mom on the drop off, but Tori, the teacher was basically like, all right, like, thanks, we got this. Like, get out of here. You're making it worse, kind of vibes.
Yeah, you got to do it fast. It's got to
It
be
was,
pretty quick,
yeah.
but it's different too. Like when they're younger, like daycare, they, you know, the teachers can kind of strip the kid off of you, right? And but when you're like, this is TK's 4-year-olds or whatever, right? Get going towards kindergarten, they don't, you don't strip them off of parents. You like ask them to walk. And if they, that's like that anxious moment where you're just like, oh my God, please go. Because if you don't, like I, they're not going to just physically take you. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
You then have to throw them off of you. And then it's like awkward, like, whoa, that was a little too forceful, Dad, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or you have to seem like you're not so upset about the situation. You have to be like consoling, but really you're like, just shut the fuck up. You've been crying in my face for hours at this point, right? Probably. You're just like, can you just leave me alone? Go cry somewhere else. I'll see you at the end of the day.
Get the fuck off me. Get the fuck off me.
That's the internal monologue of every parent. Because it's breaking their heart, but at the same time, you're like, I've been dealing with this shit all goddamn day. I'm sick of crying in my face. Because there's no explanation that's gonna work. We try to hype it up, right? Like that's our role as parents, is to hype up school. Oh, dude. You're gonna make new friends, which is code for you know nobody, right? Oh, and your new teacher, you don't have an adult figure that you're comfortable with. And you're gonna do a lot of great things. Code, I have no idea what you're gonna do all day, right? It's like all, like you're just trying to hype it up, but you know it's all bullshit. It's like the
No.
first time I feel like I've gotten on board with the standard parenting, like quote unquote, lying to your kid about trying to hype them up over something that is, I don't, yeah, it's gonna suck, bro. Sorry.
It
You
sucks.
got 14 more years of this, then if we're lucky, four more.
Yeah, and you're like coming out of the summer, like you had fun every day, you did all these cool things, and then it's
Totally.
like, oh yeah, that's all done now. Yeah, we're going to school.
The
We got another
fuck, dude.
one.
Well, and it's also like, and it's, I mean, TK or whatever, 4-year-old, it's not like you're fucking hitting the books and you got a lecture or anything, but it's still, it's much more structured than daycare, right? Even if your daycare has activities, it's all fucking art. And so it's like, bro, this is like real structure. You're not gonna like, oh, I'm just gonna go fucking play over here now because it's daycare and I get to do whatever I want. It's like, no, sorry, dude, you gotta get in line.
Yeah, like I dad, I don't want to go to school. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
He
I
was
don't want to
literally.
go to fuck it. I don't want to go to fucking work. But here we are.
This is what happened last night. He was talking to me about this, also delaying trying to go to bed. But he was like, I don't want to go to school. He's like, when I'm 10, am I done with school? And I'm like, no, you're still in school. He's like, what about 14? And I'm like, yeah, you're still in school. He's like, oh, this is forever. It's just,
Yeah.
like, yeah, sucks. It doesn't get any better after that. Trust me.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, kid. Literally, your life is only going to get worse from four on. Shit. No, because I was trying to explain it to Tammy. So she's been at that daycare for a few years before she started the school, and I was trying to like say, "Hey, you're not going to change all the time. You might have a new teacher every year, but you're going to be in the same class with a lot of these kids, and you're going to be in this school. Like the whole campus is brand new, right? All the buildings and like where the bathrooms are, all that shit." I said, "Oh, you're going to be in here a while." Like, "Oh, how long?" I was like, "Till you're 12." She goes, "What?" I was like, "Fuck, I don't want to be here that long." I went, "God damn it, this is supposed to help." And I realized perspective is not something that's going to help your kid.
Right. It's brutal. So you said Townley we got off to a good start. Is it how's it going?
Dude, yeah, day one, rock. I'd say that first week she was really good. Second week, maybe less enthusiasm, but still fine. And then we got through the Labor Day weekend and came back, and the honeymoon is fucking over. Holy shit. My God, we've had a brutal week. Brutal week. So it ended or started, I guess, Thursday before Labor Day. The kids' schools were closed. Actually, no, Tenley went, but Cutler's daycare was, that was their last day before they shut down. So we took him to the new daycare for like an hour or whatever, just to like hang with the kids and see the teachers in the classroom. The facility is great for that. And it's like, just kind of ease him into it. So we're like, okay, well, he was shy, but he went to stuff in the classroom, played on the playground outside, seemed like he was having fun. But Amanda and I were both there, right? We drop him off at daycare, he's fine. And then when we go to pick him up, he'd never done this, just starts bawling. Just hysterically bawling. So he like knows it's over. Like he goes, this is gonna suck. We have a fine Labor Day weekend. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
And then it starts super hard on Monday. Like, and we were active all weekend. We went every day. We had something going on, which is good, kind of
Fun's over,
distraction.
though. Yeah.
And then it was like, he's like, I don't want to go. It's just so long before you come and pick me up. And like it's school dismissals at like noon. And then I would imagine a decent amount of the kids go to the aftercare program on site or go somewhere else. But some of them get picked up and go home at noon. She goes, I want to be a home kid that leaves at noon. It's just so long. I was like, it's the same amount of time as fucking daycare. She goes, yeah, it just feels so long. I was like, oh, so your heart's breaking. You're like, she's just struggling. She's definitely shy. She's not like she's engaged. Like she tells us stuff about the day and all the kids' names and what's going on and what she learned, which is great. But it's all this reticence and hesitance in it. Holy shit, dude. Like Tuesday morning. So we like, she usually was like the first person in line when you line up on the blacktop. She wants to go to the back of the line. There's no one else there. We're the first ones there. And she wants to stand at the back of the line, like 20 spaces deep. And then the teacher comes around and she just starts fucking losing it. I went,
Yes.
oh no. Just hysterically crying. She was the rock the first week or two.
Yeah.
And just starts losing it, clingy. I finally get her to like I can put her down,
Get off
but
me.
she wants me to crouch. So she's holding on to me. I was like, we gotta go. So I like walk her in. Like, you're supposed to say goodbye outside and not walk into the building where they hang their backpacks up in the classroom. But I was like, okay, let's see how far we can get. So walk her in, she hangs her backpack up and just fucking clingy Velcro. I was like, God damn it. This is that time, this is that moment where it's like, no, you got, and I, in my head, I was like, the worst thing I can do is appease this in any way, right? It can't be you're staying home today or come back with me or she's not feeling like, no fucking way. You have to go to, like, or it will, ne every day will be, can I just stay home today? You have to do it. So luckily the teacher was there and she like didn't peel her off of me, but she was like there to like grab, take her hand instantly and kind of just put like lead
That's
her
good.
back into the class. But you're
MVP.
like, oh no, just fucking losing it.
Guard.
So we go from there to drop off Cutler. Oh fuck. We got 1 foot in the door and he realized that, oh yeah, I'm not going to just here to play. You guys are leaving. And just an absolute meltdown. And Amanda were like, this is going to be the longest fucking however many weeks of this. And it's, oh my God, brutal. Oh, it's been so fucking bad. Just hysterical crying. And then at least the daycare is cool. You get pictures later. So he's like playing. But you can tell they were taking pictures. Like, he was still crying recently because his face is all like red and swollen and shit. He's like, you know, he's got like a little bit of tear in his hair. You're like, oh, fuck.
It's the best.
So no, and there's nothing you can do, you know, and they're just fucking, and they don't want to go to bed. They don't want to get ready for bed. They get the Sunday scaries like every fucking night, right? And now you're like pissed off all night and because you're so frustrated with just trying to get them to go to bed. And then
The
all
dread of what's
morning,
coming tomorrow for the parents
oh
and
my,
kids. Brutal.
I wake up crying and you're just like, did I make the wrong decision being a parent? Like the wrong one? Like, is this? This is the closest I've gotten to being like, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Like this week, this is pretty brutal.
Brutal. I do have some positive news.
Right, hit me with it.
He had his first day today. And the teacher, you mentioned the pictures. She posted some pictures, and Wesley was actually in a couple of them this time. So,
There you go.
new teacher, we might be that's a good start. I don't know if this is going to be the kind of thing where now my expectations are raised and I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to get lots of pictures. And then like, it's like the first week. So she's like trying to be nice and then gets lazy, you know? So
Yeah.
we'll keep on it. And obviously
You
just
know how
I will
teachers
stay
get.
on it, but
You
yeah.
know, those lazy fucking teachers. God. Gotta
But
keep a close eye on those
I was
teachers.
surprised. He was in the first picture of like a group pictures. I was like, all right,
My
okay.
boy Wes. I'm just saying, what, like, we got lulled into it, dude. Watch out for the honeymoon phase. Because I'm not saying he'll do it. Hopefully he doesn't, but it could be a week or two and could be brutal. Could be tough.
I had a good I've obviously been really stepping up lately. Tori went out to dinner.
Have been talking about how much you've been stepping up.
Tori went out to dinner with some friends the other night. So I was, hey, I got
Got
this.
that. You know what? You don't you worry about a thing. You know what? Tonight is all you. Okay? I just want you to have a good time. Don't even think twice.
So,
The kid, fucking, she leaves. TV goes on. You're ordering pizza. Like, you don't give a fuck.
but we were out by the pool, which is never a good idea. Just me supervising that kind of
No,
situation.
dude, you got 2 kids. That's brutal. You're on, like, you're a lifeguard on duty, dude.
So I had the two. So I got Wesley out, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get him out of his bathing suit out here really quick and just throw on some clothes so I can go take care of Piper after, and it's easy, quick. I get Wesley out of the bathing suit, dry clothes on. I'm like, all right, I'm killing this. This is too easy, right?
I changed my 4-year-old's clothes. I'm all over this.
The shirt's on the right way, like it
Oh
was
yeah, nailed
clinic. So
it.
then I go get Piper. I'm like, all right, you're good. I go get Piper, and I'm like, all right, Piper, let's go get a towel. And I turn around. Wesley falls into the hot tub.
Oh shit. Like jumped in or like fucking
No,
fell.
like accidentally, like not paying attention, walking around, just went in. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. The one time, right? The one time. Unbelievable. In the dry clothes.
How do you act? You get mad at him? Like, what the fuck you doing, Wes? I'm over here trying to dad it up, making me look like shit.
Basically how
Get
I
it together. Have you ever walked before? Get your own fucking clothes now. All right? I already done it once.
It's basically how I reacted. I was like, what are you doing? I just got you in dry clothes. Like, are you kidding me? Kind of vibes.
Did he get like all startled and shit? So he's probably upset that he fell in.
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
startled, he's upset. He
Yeah.
scratched his leg a little bit too. That hurt.
Yeah. So now you're pissed off, but you're trying to, and like, it's a let, like, I feel like you're four, bro. It's time for lessons. Like, that's why we don't walk that close to the fucking pool edge or whatever, right? Like, I'm sure that's a rule you've told him 25 times,
Of
right?
course.
Or someone else has, but like, it's been communicated to him. Like, see, like, how quickly can you get to the lesson? You know what I'm saying? Like, how quickly do you go to the lesson if they're upset?
I got there pretty quickly in this situation, which I'm proud of. I was my first interaction was like, what are you doing? And then I was like, this is why we got to watch where we're walking when we're around the pool. So I was like, that's a little bit better. And then he was like, I need a Band-Aid. And I was like, no, you don't need a Band-Aid.
You're not a
No, not the most comforting, I would say. Not the most
No,
comforting.
it's hard because like your first reactions, I feel like that's such a, I don't know, I feel like that's such a classic dad thing is to like get upset like if from a distance, and then you like eventually like you're still pissed off and they're like trying to hug you and you're like not having it, you're like looking the other way with your like eyes rolling, you're like, oh, this fucking kid, and then you like take a knee, right, and you're like, hey bud, that's just, hey bud, that's like why we don't walk by the pool, right? You pat him on the chest, you're right, okay dude, I'll see you out there, and then you walk away, like, and that's it, like that's the dad you get, like the one line just to be like, see, I'm a caring dad. Like, why'd you yell at me for 30 minutes first, like why? One pat on the back, like go get him, slugger, don't do that next time. Tell me, did so the other day she was, oh my god, I the follow-up to this is, do your kids ever fucking listen, ever listen to you? My word means they don't even acknowledge when I'm speaking anymore. Tenley is, we've got two kitchen chairs and she's pulling them next to each other. You're supposed to be eating and like we're trying not to get hyper strict with dinner rules because then we know they're going to break them. But it's like, hey, we sit in our chair while we're eating. We don't fucking stand on chair, like basic shit, right?
Constant struggle every
She
night.
know, yeah. And they're like, I'm going to pick my mouth. So she's got one foot on each stool or on each chair that she's pulled near. I'm like, hey, Ten, can you sit on your butt, man?
You
Like,
know it's
I don't want
coming.
you. And we try to explain it. Like, I'm not just saying that to say that, like for decorum, like, or just like, this is the right way to act. Like, you're gonna, I don't want you to fall and hurt yourself, right? So I try to say it. Like, here's the reason why. Okay, cool. And of course, she tries to transition over to the one, and the chairs, the kitchen chairs are wood, right? And so her back slides down the other one as she falls, scrapes the fuck out of it. Huge. Big ass cuts on her, like right on her spine, on her back. She's hysterical crying. Like, absolute. It was like the worst way to fall. I saw it happening. Like, that's a big back scrape. Like, that's, this is going to be a thing. And it's the worst way she could have fallen. And my instant reaction, furious. I am so mad. I am so mad. It took every ounce of me not to scream, what did I fucking tell you? Right? That's my dad coming out. Like, my dad, like, that's immediately, what did I fucking say? And it's not because they're upset that you're hurt. It's upset that you have to deal with it now. You're like, oh, there's an hour and a half. I've got to hold you crying in my face. Even though
Well,
I'm mad at you, and yet you want to come hug me. And when she gets really upset, she just like fucking like seizures basically. And she's like throwing her shoulders around. So I'm trying to comfort her. She wants to put her head on my shoulders, but she's doing that. So she keeps hitting me in the face, like aggressively shouldering me in the chin. And I'm getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And I just want to scream, I fucking told you so. Oh, and you can't, I didn't, I had to wait. I did my best to wait till the next. And then we did bath that night. I was like, this is going to sting in the bath. Hun, you know what I mean? This is going to
This
suck.
is
You
your
know, it's going to
thing.
like stick to your pajama shirt. Like, this is going to be bad.
We think the same way. Oh, this is going to be a thing. Whenever something like that happens, you read the situation quick and you're like, this is going to be a thing.
Because you know they're fine too. You're always like, that's a back scrape. Like, that sucks, but like, there's nothing to do, right? Like, there's literally nothing that's going to help. It's just going to hurt. It's probably going to sting for a week because it's a bad spot on your back. Like, you're going to bend over and it's going to always keep it open. I'm like, yeah, this is a week of fucking annoying shit. So I had to wait till the next day. And I was just like, she was moving a kitchen chair to sit in it. I was like, hey, so tell me, what did we learn something from yesterday? And so I was sitting in the chair, right? I'm like trying to joke and laugh about it. She goes, yeah, obviously. I'm just sitting on my butt now. I went, Jesus Christ.
What did I fucking say?
What did I fucking say? Every part of me wanted to scream it.
You know what else is frustrating? A little segue.
What's that?
You have people over.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
First of
Just
all.
in general, terrible.
I feel like a popular thing to have when you got company is having some seltzer.
Like the hard seltzers?
No, like, well, yeah, but like regular seltzer too. No?
I don't. I just don't. Like, what do you, all right, what do you go with then? Like a,
Whatever, Canada Dry, whatever you got. But
okay.
a thing I've noticed is whenever you give seltzer to people, like in the cans, end of the party, no one ever finishes their seltzer.
Oh, bro, the wounded soldier. It's the
Like
worst.
it. Every seltzer is like someone took like three sips out of this and they were done.
So people are asking for water and you're giving them a seltzer?
Not a lot of people ask for seltzer. They go seltzer over
Is
water.
that an East Coast thing? That's so
Maybe.
lame.
Maybe.
You got some
Big
fucking
out here.
bougie ass, you got some bougie ass friends, dog.
I guess.
Can I have some bubbles in my water? Like, you're not gonna drink it. Fuck you, dude. There's tap. There's a hose out back.
What I'm saying is you gotta, as the host, go out and buy all the seltzer. And then people take
Yeah,
three.
if you know they want it, yeah, you definitely have to get it.
Yeah, but
Like, you know
then they
people are
take
gonna
three
ask for
sips
it.
and you're dumping the whole thing down the sink at the end of the night. I think
So that's the
there's.
best part about water. If people leave their water glasses around, I just put them all back in the Brita. I don't give a shit. Fill it back up.
You gotta, back in California, you gotta conserve water out there. That's right. I think there should be a punishment if you don't finish your seltzer. I don't know what that is, but I feel like it should be a thing to put an end to this because it's a problem.
It's fucking rude, dude. That's a bad look. There's people who've done that their whole lives. I don't know if people go, like, I've never not, I'm sure not, never not, but my, like, 99.9% of the time, I fully finish whatever beverage I've got, right? Like, it's just a thing. It's just like, it's rude slash inefficient, whether I bought it or not. And my brother, my youngest brother, is the king of fucking wounded soldiers. He leaves halfers everywhere all the time. Beer, soda, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're
So
fucking,
frustrating.
and it makes me so mad. I was like, Joe, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This fucking beer is half full. He's like, it's all backwash. That's his argument. It's all backwash. It's your fucking spit, idiot. Why are you leaving? Fuck you. Next time you don't get one. I'm gonna pour you like thimbles full next time.
Maybe if they don't fit, like just like really monitor it, like, oh, you're having a seltzer? All right, Jim. And
Just come over.
you
Just
fucking
you just
dump it
come
on his
over.
head. Dump it on his head.
Oh, are you leaving? Hold on. Let me make sure you're actually finished. Or
Thanks
you just go over
for
periodically and just shake
stopping
it. Take it out of his hand and shake it. Still seems pretty full. You're not hoping to get out of here anytime soon, are you? Until you finish your fucking seltzer.
it kills me. Nobody finishes the seltzer. Or can we make the seltzer can smaller, maybe? I don't know.
Fucking, like, that's a dad efficiency thing too. Maybe it just goes into overdrive. Like, I'm gonna go out and buy this special thing that I don't have just lying around the house that I'm not gonna probably drink on my own. Motherfuckers better drink it. You guys better finish it.
Next time you have people over, try this experiment and see if anyone finishes their cup.
I wonder if that's just your, no one asks for seltzers out here unless it's a hard seltzer, like, unless you're trying to get fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, they want something to drink, like, but not like, it's like, oh, do you got water? It's like, yeah, I got water. Bro, I got a Brita. I ain't. All right. I've made it this far in life. You know, I got a Brita. I'm not gonna lie to you. Tap's great. And I always like try to say like to people who visit for some reason, such a dad thing. I swear to God, it's so dumb. People who live here know the water's like pretty good here. But like people who don't, it's like, oh, we got a Brita, but that's honestly for me more like just to keep it cold. Like the tap water here is like really good. Like you could definitely just drink the tap. I do the Brita. I like it colder, but like whatever, like either way.
Oh.
Like I'm like taking personal pride in the
You
fucking
are.
quality of the tap. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I didn't choose this area for the tap water either. And it is excellent, by the way.
Yeah.
It is excellent water.
Such a dad thing. It's oh this you gotta try this water. You like sell it? Like,
Straight out of the tap, bro.
oh, it's so good. Have you ever gone to somebody's house and like had bad water though?
Not here though. So that's the water's so good here. But like, and there's like hierarchies. If you live in Tahoe or whatever, and your water's like straight off the snow melt, so it's
Yeah.
perfect. It's like the best water in the world. And
Unbelievable.
you're like, oh, this is great. And they come over there. Yeah, at the Brita, it's a little. You can tell there's a little something in there. It's city water. You're on city water. Okay, city water. But I've been in Plano. DC water was not good.
Wasn't. That's actually true. That's a good
DC
point.
water was. I actually learned that like from home brewing and stuff. Like I had to look up
Nice.
what water do I actually need to boil before I put it in the beer? And definitely said boil the shit out of that. Definitely boil that up.
So disgusting. Water talk. You're welcome, daddies.
This is what dad's talking about.
All right. Well, once we got to the water talk, that's usually the time for us to go, don't you think?
I feel like that is the conversation. Like that's one of those dumb conversations you have. Like clearly everyone's acknowledged and made moves that they're leaving. And you're like, the water, right? Oh no, the water's great. Yeah. You're just like, it's like the two dads standing there waiting for like the kids to get their shit together.
Yeah.
This is the water in that. Oh dude, the water here is great. I mean, do you like the Brita or do you not? Like it's a fucking like ridiculous. How can I kill 2 minutes? And then once you know, that's like stretched way beyond the
Oh
amount of time you should be talking about water. You go, all right, kids, let's go. Hurry up.
yeah.
I'm getting in the car. I'm just gonna go, okay? You guys can come if you want.
Yep.
Otherwise, they'll just stay here with you, right? Okay, let's go. That's where I'm at. So now, yeah, that's where we're at. Now I'm excited to go pick up my screaming kids, and both of them will tell me how long it took me to come and pick them up. And then we'll just do this all over again.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds really nice. Hey, I got an idea. Maybe listen to Dad talk on the drive home.
You know what? Kids will love it. Kids will love it. So yeah, go pick up your kids. That's a good just piece of advice. When you're feeling like they're struggling, throw in a little dad talk. Works better than Paw Patrol. Calms them down. They love
All right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
it. Peace.
Dad talk, they really like to trash talk. Dad talk, they'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad talk, real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice, you probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.